Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israeli forces continue to push deeper into the Jabalia refugee camp area, calling for evacuations as hunger begins to surge in northern Gaza. Medics said on Saturday that Israeli military strikes on Gaza overnight killed at least 22 Palestinians. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The Israeli military has renewed its orders for Palestinians living in the northern Gaza Strip to leave their homes and shelters as troops press on a week-long offensive against militants. The military spokesman urged residents to evacuate parts of Gaza City and areas around Jabalia, a refugee camp where Israeli forces had conducted major operations during the war. In Lebanon, authorities said that around 60 people were killed and more than 160 were wounded in a single day as Israel escalates its campaign against Hezbollah. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
In Lebanon, the United Nations peacekeeping force said its headquarters in Nakoura had been hit again, with a peacekeeper struck by gunfire late Friday and in stable condition. The spokesperson of the United Nations interim force in Lebanon says there are a lot of damages inside their bases in the country's south, speaking during an interview with Agence France-Presse.
Just last night, the position of the Ghanaian peacekeepers was just outside, but the blast was so strong that it destroyed some of the containers inside very badly. Plus, they are in bunkers.
On Friday, Israel faced severe diplomatic backlash over what it said was a hit on a United Nations peacekeeping position in Lebanon. The Irish military's chief of staff, Sean Clancy, said it was not an accidental act, while French President Emmanuel Macron said he believed the UN peacekeepers had been deliberately targeted. This is VOA News. According to the Chechen region's emergency minister, two children were among four people who were killed on Saturday after a blast at a fuel station in the capital. Authorities said a fuel tank had exploded at the station, resulting in a fire with five more people injured. Vice President Kamala Harris released a report on her medical history and health on Saturday. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Dr. Joshua Simmons has released a letter saying the VP maintains a healthy, active lifestyle and that her most recent physical last April was unremarkable. He says Harris has a history of allergies and hives, for which she has been on allergen immunotherapy for the past 3 years. A campaign aide for Harris says the campaign hopes to draw a contrast with Republican Donald Trump, who has released only limited information about his health over the years and raised questions about Trump's fitness to serve. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Florida residents are returning to their Gulf Coast homes after evacuating for Hurricane Milton. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister said on Friday that the flooding is a major issue.
You have 16 inches of water in some areas in northern Tampa that are still flooded. That water still has to come south. It goes into the river out into the bay. So there's a lot more water to come. My biggest concern is this water continues to get deeper. The affected individuals and communities are going to continue to grow.
Milton killed at least 10 people when it tore across Central Florida, flooding barrier islands, ripping the roof off the Tampa Bay Rays baseball stadium, and spawning deadly tornadoes. AP correspondent Ty O'Neill reports.
We were able to take a tour of the community and see some of the flooding that's happened, and unfortunately, it's very substantial. We saw some buildings with only their roofs poking out of the water. Unfortunately, the water here is actually expected to rise, and things could get worse.
On Sunday, President Joe Biden will survey the devastation inflicted on Florida's Gulf Coast by the hurricane. He said he hopes to connect with Governor Ron DeSantis during the visit. Mount Luotobi Laki-Laki in eastern Indonesia erupted Saturday, sending hot clouds 1 kilometer into the sky, forcing evacuations and prompting authorities to raise the alert. It remains at the second highest alert level. Indonesia experiences frequent eruptions because of its position on the Pacific Ring of Fire, an area of intense volcanic and seismic activity. Police say Norway is introducing temporary border checks on its frontiers with other Western European nations after the domestic security agency raised a terror threat level. A police statement on Saturday said the checks will apply until October 22nd. Norway isn't a member of the European Union, but is part of the European ID check-free travel zone known as the Schengen area. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.